By the time we get to the book of Deuteronomy, the Israelites have reached the last leg of their journey through the wilderness en route to the promised land. On the way, they endured hunger and loss during what seemed to be a never-ending journey. But, at this moment, it is coming to a conclusion. In Deuteronomy 30 verses 19 to 20, the Lord instructs them to choose a good path, saying these words.
Today, I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now, I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The sun beat down upon the vast expanse of the Jordan River as the children of Israel stood on the eastern banks, their hearts filled with anticipation and uncertainty. A mixture of excitement and trepidation coursed through their veins as they gazed upon the obstacle before them. The promised land lay on the other side, but the mighty river stood as a formidable barrier, its swift waters flowing with determination. Joshua, the courageous leader chosen by God to succeed Moses, stood tall and resolute among the people. He lifted his eyes and surveyed the crowd, his voice resounding with unwavering faith. "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you," he declared, his words instilling hope in their weary souls. As night descended, the Israelites gathered in solemn preparation. They purged themselves of impurity and sought God's favor through prayer and offerings. The camp was alive with whispers of anticipation and murmurs of prayer as the people readied themselves for the miraculous. Dawn broke, painting the sky with hues of gold and pink, signaling the arrival of a momentous day. Joshua, filled with divine assurance, summoned the priests to the forefront, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of God's presence among his chosen people. With each step toward the river, the atmosphere crackled with excitement and trepidation. The priests approached the water's edge, their sandals sinking into the moist earth. As they dipped their toes into the flowing current, a hushed silence fell over the multitude. Then, with a mighty command from Joshua, the priests stepped forward, bearing the ark upon their shoulders. The moment their feet touched the water, a miracle unfolded before their eyes. The waters of the Jordan ceased their mighty flow, piling up in a towering wall on one side while the riverbed became dry ground. Gasps of astonishment rippled through the crowd as the Israelites witnessed this extraordinary display of God's power. They had heard stories about what had happened 40 years earlier, at the Red Sea, in the escape from Egypt, but most had been either too young to remember or they had not yet been born. They stood in awe of the God who had delivered them from slavery, guided them through the wilderness, and now, was parting the waters of this mighty river. One by one, the Israelites began their descent into the riverbed, their eyes fixed on the path laid bare before them. The young and the old, the weary and the hopeful, they crossed the river on dry ground. Their hearts swelled with gratitude and wonder as they marveled at the miracle unfolding beneath their feet. The crossing continued, the people streaming through the riverbed with a renewed sense of purpose and anticipation. The air hummed with their triumphant cries and songs of praise, their voices echoing off the walls of water standing tall on either side. As the last of the Israelites emerged on the western bank, Joshua stood once again at the water's edge. With profound gratitude, he commanded the priests to step forward, their feet now free from the river's grip. The moment they obeyed, the waters surged forth, rushing back into their natural course. The Jordan River, now flowing with renewed vigor, stood as a testament to God's faithfulness and the miraculous crossing of his people. The children of Israel, having witnessed the mighty hand of God, marched forward into the promised land with a renewed sense of purpose and trust in their divine guide. In that moment, the Jordan River became a symbol of the boundaries that God, in his infinite power, could overcome. It stood as a testament to the faith and obedience of his people, and a reminder that no obstacle is too great when God's presence and guidance lead the way. Thank you.
Welcome to episode 651 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, our search for Jesus in every book of the Bible takes us from the end of the book of Deuteronomy to the beginning of the book of Joshua. The crossing of the Jordan River is not usually remembered in the same way as the crossing of the Red Sea. That first crossing involved the entire nation of Israel, estimated to be around 2 million people, escaping from the pursuing Egyptian army. At the Jordan, on the other hand, only the generation that had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years were involved, which was a smaller number in comparison. At the edge of the Red Sea, the Israelites were facing imminent danger from the Egyptian army bent on returning them to captivity. In crossing a seemingly impassable body of the water, they were delivered from immediate harm. In the case of the Jordan River, there was no imminent threat or pursuing enemy. It was more of a preparatory step for entering the Promised Land. Still, this event holds immense spiritual and historical significance. It is impossible to grasp the full significance of this moment without considering all that the Israelites had experienced up to that point. A 2-week flight from Egypt turned into a 40-year multi-generational saga, which saw them wandering through the wilderness. The Israelites' journey through the wilderness parallels our own spiritual journey. The wilderness represents a place of testing, refining, and dependence on God. It was in the wilderness that the Israelites learned to trust God's provision, guidance, and deliverance. Similarly, in our own lives, we often face seasons of spiritual wilderness where our faith is tested, and we learn to rely completely on God. The crossing of the Jordan River marks a pivotal moment in the Israelites' journey. It symbolizes leaving behind the old life of bondage and stepping into a new life of freedom and abundance. Likewise, the River Jordan holds spiritual significance for us as believers. It represents the barrier between our old life of sin and separation from God and the new life of reconciliation and intimacy with Him. In the New Testament, the River Jordan finds fulfillment in the baptism of Jesus. Just as the Israelites crossed the Jordan, Jesus crossed the waters of baptism to identify with humanity and inaugurate His public ministry. When He was 30 years old, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John the Baptist. Through baptism, we also participate in this spiritual crossing, symbolizing our identification with Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. As we emerge from the waters, we are clothed with a newness of life, united with Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. The promised land that awaited the Israelites beyond the Jordan was a foreshadowing of the true promised land we find in Jesus Christ. He is our ultimate inheritance, the fulfillment of God's promises to His people. In Christ, we enter into a spiritual rest, experiencing His abundant provision, peace, and victory over the enemies of our souls. Father, let us embrace the spiritual significance of crossing the River Jordan. Let us leave behind the wilderness of our old lives and step into the new life of freedom and abundance found in Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.